Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, our spiritual practice, and our politics. Everywhere we can. The planets make their point clear and we get to choose how we live out those symbols. Tonight is September 6th and we are in the new moon of Virgo at 14 degrees tonight. It will be at, not quite sure the time yet, but very soon tonight, pulling up the right page. And at 14 degrees of Virgo, think about where you have that in your chart. Where do you want to take a new beginning? Now, it's very interesting that the unemployment for COVID ended today on Labor Day of all days. And that sun and moon in Virgo starts a new cycle to deal with how we work, how we define ourselves, what our process is, what our practice is. And with that sun and moon in Virgo forming a trine to Uranus exactly tonight, 14 to 14 degrees, asking us to what changes can we make both as a country around labor, work, process, and as an individual. How do we do our work? Is this working for us? How can we do it in a way that is healthier and more efficient? So that comes up and for us to chew on all this week. With that new moon in Virgo beginning a new cycle, it also asks questions around health and the health regime, and we see the Virgo lineup cooking us here. Also, Mars is at 24 degrees of Virgo in an exact trine to Pluto at 24 Capricorn, asking us what effort do we want to put in, where do we want to go with this work, how do we want to take it further, and pointing out the disasters that our world is facing. When we look at we watch America inching up on the most COVID deaths per million and we're up to number 20 in the world as far as how many COVID deaths per million. We were 22 a few weeks ago. And as our death toll goes back again, as America tries to figure out what they're doing, how they're doing it, and why. So we have these new beginnings. Now, it's a hard time for kids, and I'm glad that Virgo new moon happened over the weekend rather than the school year, because that Virgo lineup can make us self-conscious. You know, it's really good for our introspection to be asking, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How do I want to improve this? What do I need to take further? But that can be kind of hard if you're a school kid just starting out in a school year. The energy today is that way. It's asking introspection, but introspection at what cost and how. And we need, with all Virgo aspects, and I as someone with so many planets in Virgo, can guarantee you, how do you stay solution-oriented rather than focused on defining a problem? And working on that solution, finding a way forward. Now, I think there's a lot of wake-up calls coming this week as we look at the effects of the school year, the effects of the dispersal of people because of the storms that hit in New York and the storms that hit in the South, right where there was such a concentration of COVID that it was dispersed as everybody ran to get away from the storm. And how is that affecting the affection rate throughout the South? The Mars trine Pluto, though, is helpful in the recovery process, in doing the work that we need to fix what's going on. The new moon in Virgo forming a trine to that Uranus, apparently there have been over 30,000 electric poles taken down by that storm in Louisiana, and we see, you know, Uranus often is what we see very practically for electrical changes and the changes that we see in equipment. And that Uranus forming a trine to the sun helps us get those in place and get the changes moving forward, which we hope will move in a good way. Now, at the same time, Venus has just squared Pluto. And I think that has a lot, one of the things that's motivating these new improvements, the introspection and the determination to make changes of the sun and moon in Virgo trine Uranus, is that Venus square Pluto helps us really let in a pain, a loss, a thought, a concern that we've been carrying and may have been trying to keep at a distance because everything is so busy. And whether that's people coming back after the storm and seeing what a mess their house was, or really beginning to feel the effects of COVID in their community, where it's up here in Montana, it's our hospitals are full again, when they were the last people to suspect that that was going to happen. And we have, so throughout this week, we see that process of letting in some tough information, facing problems that we didn't really want to face, but allows us to begin to actually make a difference. We see that Venus square Pluto also is just passed by a degree, was solid this week as the whole country reeled from the new Texas decision to ask people to make money by turning people in for having terminated a pregnancy, and showed it so clearly had nothing to do with the men folk, only with the women. So Mars trine that Pluto, Venus squared that Pluto. Now that I think they will be surprised at the kickback and reaction to that, because that Venus is in her own sign. She is empowered, and that you will see huge support for the women making those decisions. It was a really tough counterpoint to what was going on in Afghanistan at the same time. And that, again, we see the Venus square Pluto really feeling the pain of decisions that have been made, whether they are big political decisions, personal decisions, that, you know, being aware every time you step forward on one road, another doorway closes. And we're just feeling that shift in season, whether it's the leaves falling and the trees finishing their cycle for the year, beginning to turn, and to take that into your life. Notice the feelings, notice the turning point, notice what you may need to let go of to move forward. And then look at what new beginnings, what new work, what new healing, what exciting changes are coming in response to this change in cycle, this change in structure. Now, this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. Normally, I'm joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, but I think they're both taking Labor Day off, and I will answer some questions. So raise your hand, hit that one if you want to have a question asked. I will start here. I'm going to see how many calls I can take today. And hello, area code 917-848, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi,
how are you, and how can I help you?
I just wanted a general figuring out how I should approach this new moon.
Okay. And when were you born?
I've had a lot of changes happen.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
So my birth date is March 9th, 1956, at 10:45. Yeah, 10:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering with the new moon, I've moved which happened very quickly. There's something going on with a relationship. So I'm just, my head's spinning a bit.
Your
so
head's
just
spinning
wondering.
So much is going on. Okay, I'm pulling up your chart with the transits and progressions. And there we go. So you are a Pisces with Moon in Aquarius and a Scorpio rising. And your progressed Sun is 23 Taurus. Your progressed Moon is 19 Cancer, coming up to the top of the chart. The new Moon that's hitting today is hitting in your house of career, work, completion of cycles, and, you know, asking you to take your personal authority back. Jupiter has been on your Moon. So you moved fairly recently, didn't you, in the last couple of months?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've had a family house that I'm suddenly putting up for sale. I lived in an apartment since 1994. Suddenly found another place through a friend and moved very quickly. I just everything is happening so rapidly, and my career came to an end in December.
Your career came to an end, but you're starting. You're not someone who likes to sit around and do nothing. You've got Mars in Capricorn.
No, I'm an artist. Yeah, I'm an artist. So.
Yeah, so you're really doing your work now that you've retired.
Yeah.
And that's what I see is that new moon hitting in your 10th house. You have Mars in Capricorn around 6 degrees natally. And so the new moon is basically sextiling your ascendant within a few degrees. And it is just past the trine to your Mars in the house of making money and career. I think you're here to really start your own cycle, your own work, working on your stuff this time around. Jupiter hit your natal moon, with Jupiter's expanding and freeing and opening a few months ago. Now it's turning retrograde. It's going to come back and touch it again, like you're still doing some work on the house. And are you still in the process of selling your house?
Yes. So I had made the decision in March that I would sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been living in New York for, since the 80s, but in this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Since 94, this other apartment came up spur of the moment, and I actually, right now as we're speaking, I have three homes. I'm just going to give up the last apartment.
That's Jupiter sitting right on it going, you've got lots of homes, too many.
Yeah,
I would say that even by the end of November, you're going to want to be lighter. Your progressed moon in Cancer will come to conjunct to oppose Pluto in about 5 months. And that's a good time for renovation, but it may feel like I have too many homes and this is going to cost me if I don't reorganize.
I want to put the house up for sale now that I'm out of this one apartment into the other one. So, I mean, you know, when would be a good time to put the house up?
I would say right away because Jupiter is coming back to conjunct your moon over the next few months, next few weeks even. And Mercury turns retrograde September 28th through the 18th. And you don't want to be putting it up for sale that week, the week that it turns retrograde or the week that it turns direct. So you want to give it a few days after it turns direct, or you want to start doing it now, soon.
Okay.
I think as Jupiter's coming back to hit your moon, you've got too many houses, and you will be happy to be liberated from them fairly quickly.
Right.
I think that will work for you.
Yeah, I didn't want this, you know, to have all these things.
You're going to spend about another 11 months reorganizing your home and your money and your property and your stuff while your progressed moon is in Cancer. And getting started on your work, but it will feel like when your progressed moon heads into Leo in about 11 months, you'll be throwing in your ninth house. That's when you're going to be like working on a website and throwing yourself into your artwork. Between now and then, you're starting that new phase, but still you're having to get grounded with all of this stuff. Your identity is coming, is kind of reforming again. Neptune, you know, conjunct your sun last year. It was like, who am I? You let go of who you were as, you know, both where you lived and what your work was, and it'd be kind of really reforming the new form of yourself. So that looks kind of exciting. There's so many pieces about your identity. You know, your progress sun has been trine Pluto, and Pluto's pulling away from that. So it's a kind of a rebirth of your sense of self. Now, in this relationship, it looks like your tendency can be in the past to have adapted too much to other people and then had to pull back. And it feels like this time you're learning to kind of be you and do this relationship very differently than you've done any other relationship, and not focus on what they need, but on how, you know, on taking care of yourself and being open to them, but not changing to fit the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Any last question?
No, that was, you know, and I was concerned about with the house because I wanted next week to have the realtor look at the house. So this
anytime
is,
after
you know,
today.
Wonderful.
Anytime
terrific.
After today, sooner as possible, even Wednesday.
Right.
Like
before
get
the,
it moving.
Before the 20th.
Yep. Because you're after the new moon. And, you know, you're on the waxing moons. You want it the next 2 weeks while the moon is waxing and getting ready for this new beginning. And the moon in Libra tomorrow is heading, moon in Libra on Wednesday is a really good time to kind of launch new possibilities. So run with it. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Sure.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Take care.
Okay. Hello, area code 813-495. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly.
I called a while back, and I'm the gal who went from 6 years living and working in one place to starting having my Saturn return right before COVID and starting my own business and moving from the city to a farm, sort of similar to your story, you know, changing my surroundings in a big way. And, you know, I called with a couple times, I think, twice, you know, starting out.
I think
out
I remember,
business.
But give me your birth information again, and then
we'll
focus on your question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry about that. 12 of December 17th, 1989. At 3:39 a.m. in Brandon, Florida.
And how can I help you? What's your question?
So this year has been more challenging financially than last, and it just feels like there's a lot of projects on hold. Like I'm really close to having some really awesome visions manifesting, developing, but then there's like another setback and it's discouraging. Some days it's a little depressing, to be honest. So it's kind of like a two-part question. When are things going to start coming back with like yeses? I know I have Jupiter retrograde actually natal thing
what's
I should be
your,
harnessing
what's the
now.
Nature of business, because that'll help me know where to look for things.
Yeah, so I do interior design.
And people have been in design, but they haven't, I mean, they've been interior, but they haven't really wanted anybody else to do things. It's interesting that this year, the moon conjunct, this new moon tonight is in your 11th house of group, of community and group experience. And there's something about getting the word out that by, you know, how do you do outreach within your community to help? Your progress moon is at 18 degrees of Libra, And it's going to be in the 12th house for the next 20 months. Now, a progressed moon in the 12th house is a great time to do work behind the scenes or in an organization, but it can be hard to get people to see your work until it gets into the first house. Now, with that Pluto, with that moon in the 8th house, it may be helpful for you, as I said, community outreach, but you might find that work, interior design, work, whether you do some volunteer work in, you know, in institutions like childcare, orphanage, or someplace where you feel good about being helpful and it brings you PR, or you find that there is some corporate work that you can do in your field that looks like it's behind the scenes but is growing your portfolio. That in about 20 months, which is like, you know, in a year and a half, you're going to be, you know, the product of this work is going to be visible and grows in momentum. And in general, with your moon in Leo at the top of the chart, it's not hard for you to get PR. It's that right now, you know, since you've changed into this business, it hasn't been a high needs time for your work. At the moment, now that the you know, that the work is so many people are stuck at home and so many people are working from home, working with the idea of a home office or behind the scenes, how do you help people reorganize their home office might be a way that you can reach into people until they're ready to really kick into gear. You've got Saturn in its own sign of Capricorn down here, and it's being trined by that new moon in the house, and your Mercury is conjunct that Saturn and conjunct the Neptune, all being trined by this new moon, saying, we'll help you get the word out if you can find a way of reaching into your community, which is really beautiful.
Okay,
so
and then
I would say there's nothing super easy about what's going on for you in this chart and this time. But it, and you know, I would say I can see the frustrations you're experiencing. Even when Venus is heading into Scorpio next week, and when it gets to 8 degrees and Venus hits your ascendant, even localized publicity is easy, and that's within 2 weeks. It is, you know, you have that Scorpio rising with Pluto and Mars on the ascendant, which once, you know, can make a really powerful first impression if you get the chance to do so, but the tendency is to kind of stay hidden. And there that approach avoidance conflict in your chart with the Scorpio in the first house, Mars in its own sign of Scorpio, which is determined and ambitious, but it's squaring that moon at the, in Leo, like see me, don't see me. See me, but I really don't want to talk to anybody. You know, that mixed message. And it's how do you kind of really clarify your mixed message? You know, I am private and I reach out to you. I speak up and these are the people that I help. This is my target, you know, group. This is who I'm going to help along the way, on the way to get to my target audience. And this is what I'm seeing and how I'm doing it. So it's, you know, people need to see what you're doing more. And but it looks like once you kind of get that realigned, you're in, you know, you're remaking yourself and your work. You're progressing.
Would that, so some, go ahead. Something that I have been doing, actually, that was sort of synchronized when I first called and, you know, to do little videos and blogging and things like that. And that has been something I have enjoyed so thoroughly. And and I don't know if maybe because, I'm always nervous about the timing. So I'm just thinking, would now be a good time to just sort of like take on my own projects and film them behind the scenes and then maybe release like a new video on a new platform or something like when
September. All of that.
Yeah.
All
what
of that, and to take, and I'm serious about taking, you know, helping people redo their home office and getting known for that at the moment.
That's actually the next project I was about to do specifically with my office and a closet in one, which is a common thing. So
start that now.
Okay.
And then put that online and then find other places. This is where I think being giving, you know, your North Node is in Aquarius at the bottom of the chart, that when you find, you know, organizations or places that could use some help, where can you, you know, put together a project for an organization that is taking care of the needs of your community? And say, I will help you redo the kitchen for the fire department. If, and I will get, you know, can I get these companies to volunteer stuff for this, for the fire department? I will put it together. I will film it and then, you know, put that up on YouTube and send a copy to HGTV and see what we can do with that. Okay?
Yeah, very cool. Very encouraging. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Good luck on that. I hope it eases up for you. You know, I think in a few years you will feel so much more visible than you are now. And now it's kind of putting in the building blocks. So many people that I know who are doing great work and started a business just about the time that COVID hit. You know, for all of us between now and December, we just have to keep our plans loose, sketched in with a pencil until Saturn gets through its square to Uranus, which is constantly changing the work world.
And I also offer like a virtual way to work with people that's COVID friendly, and I've been promoting that more recently. And, and I think it's a very Scorpio of me to do that. And I'll
Exactly.
That is kind of behind the scenes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
And that we have no more callers, and I hope that all of you, I'm going to again come back to that Uranus square Pluto. Uranus square, sorry, that was a couple of years ago. Uranus square Saturn that is constantly changing our work in the next couple of months. If you can think, what would you like to shift? While this cosmic clutch is engaged, in gear, and moving, what would you like to change? What would you like to shift? And we hopefully can look at changing the politics we would like to shift. Look at changing our health habits that we'd like to shift. Thinking about what in our relationships really needs improvement. And watching out to use not the negative form of Virgo, which would be to fault find and say, you know, I'm not happy because of something you have done, but instead the responsible form of Virgo, which is how can we grow this? What needs nurturing? What do we need to appreciate? What do we need to garden? And out of that gardening, we can grow it into health, beauty, and our future. So think about that. Again, when you look at your life at tonight's new moon, how do you take it and turn it into what is worthy, what is useful, and where you want to take it from here? And it is, and we can think of that time, the new moon, healing and growing, weeding ourselves, and moving into the health that we would like to do it. And it's in this next hour that the new moon, it's just about exactly the new moon now. I mean, to take, you know, this next few minutes and really think, what would you like to plant in your garden for your work, for your life, for your love? Take care. Good night, and we'll see you next week.